Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
According to an Iranian official, there are mass conversions to Christianity happening, according to him, right under our eyes. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we have, through Liberty Relief International, the opportunity to work with organizations on the ground throughout the Middle East and around the world to help persecuted Christians, providing humanitarian and spiritual support, including Bibles, to individuals who are Christians or have become brand new Christians in the Middle East. What we see now happening in Iran is amazing, because this is a statement, not from us, not from any other organization, but from an Iranian intelligence minister, Mahmoud Alavi. He openly admitted that he summoned Christian converts for questioning, saying that mass conversions, quote, are happening right under our eyes, close quote. He admitted his agency is collaborating with Muslim religious seminaries to combat the perceived threat of mass conversions to Christianity across the country. Here it is life and death. You know, in the United States, when you accept Jesus Christ, it's life and death too, but in a different way. You ultimately bury the old man and are raised again in the newness of life. But your life, your physical life, is not threatened.
Right.
In these Muslim countries, like, for example, Iran, becoming a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, is literally life or death. You don't know who is going to report you. You don't know whether when you're sleeping at night, someone's going to bang down your door, kill you and your family. You don't know when you're secretly worshiping together in an underground church, whether people are going to come in with machine guns or other kinds of weaponry and literally wipe you out. It is literally life and death. They live on the edge of physical life and death, and they're willing to make those decisions for Jesus Christ. What's amazing is, in a place like that, the Iranian Minister of Intelligence, or the Intelligence Minister, has now admitted that there are mass conversions of people, including families, to Jesus Christ.
You know, this is really exciting. In fact, one Islamic seminary leader in Qom, which is the seventh largest city in Iran, said that accurate reports indicate the youth are becoming Christians in Qom and attending house churches. You know, so Matt, this is the answer, you know, to the upheaval, to the anger that's going on in this whole country, is Jesus Christ. And to see these people, you know, whether they're coming through dreams or through other people sharing the gospel with them, are coming in droves to know him.
get this number here. Compared to about 500 known Christians in 1979, that's when the Ayatollah took over. That's when Iran used to be the ally of the United States. That's when Jimmy Carter was president. That's when the leader of Iran, in which they were the ally of the United States and the ally of Israel, believe it or not. That's when Jimmy Carter turned his back on the leader, refused to give help. There was a coup in Iran, and this Islamic caliphate took over. About that time, there were 500 known Christians in Iran. And now their estimates are approximately 500,000, and some sources say up to 1 million secret believers in this
oppressive
Islamic
country.
Praise
God. That's the answer, is Jesus Christ. And it's so exciting to see 500,000, maybe 1 million believers over there right now.
Well, in fact, Elam Ministries, an organization founded in 1990 by Iranian church leaders, they say now that more Iranians have become Christians in the last 20 years than in the previous, get this, 13 centuries put together since Islam came to Iran. Now, let that sink in. In the last two decades, they're estimating more people have become Christians than in the previous history of Iran since the Islamic regime ultimately came into power 13 centuries ago, according to this intelligence minister. Now, this is the Shia Muslim intelligence minister of Iran, Mahmoud Alavi. He admitted also that, quote, these converts, this is his words, are ordinary people whose jobs are selling sandwiches or similar things, close quote. He also admitted that he says it's, you know, these whole families are converting. The advocacy director, Mansour Borji, also said that this admission is a huge shift away from Iran's usual rhetoric that converts are agents of the West who have undergone significant training to undermine national security. This guy also said, now he's not with the Iranian government. He says, it is interesting to see the intelligence minister admit that whole families are converting. He said that this is an admission that such conversions are far from a rare event. Rather, they are happening in mass and across the country.
And you know what you referred to earlier, they risk their lives. It's not like, you know, here we can, oh, well, do I want to go to church today? I don't know. It's no big deal. But over there, they actually risk their lives as God works through transforming these lives. And these church leaders in Iran believe that millions will be added to the church in the next few years.
That's right. I mean, in 2016, a mission research organization called Operation World, 2016, named Iran, listen to this, as the fastest growing evangelical church in the world. I mean, we think of Iran, of, you know, the Ayatollahs, the death to Israel, the death to America. We think of them as the maniacs that want to get a nuclear weapon to wipe out Israel and then the United States and the rest of Europe. They actually want to take over Saudi Arabia so that they can have control of Mecca. They are that institution, that government, that believes in this worldwide caliphate, this worldwide government under Islamic Sharia law. They are this government with their ideological beliefs that believe that they can bring on the final cataclysmic battle. So for them to push a nuclear button to go after any country, Israel would certainly be the first target, knowing that they would actually result in repercussions and response equivalent in nature. It's no big deal for them because they don't have that sanctity of life ethic. They're fine with causing the final caliphate, the final conflict, the final war. They're fine with bringing that on because in their view, they're just going to go directly to heaven and be surrounded by the multiple virgins. And so this is an honor for them to do that so that they can reclaim their lost honor from when the Ottoman Empire fell in 1917. They want to turn back that clock, back to pre-1917. So this is the same organization. This is the same government, the same crazy leaders. And yet in their country, under their watch, before their eyes, millions, hundreds of thousands, and in some cases, more than that. One estimate is a million secret believers. And one estimate says it's the fastest growing evangelical church in the world, right in Iran. One thing that I was sharing some time ago, I met with an individual who is not working right now in Iran. The organization he works with is working in Iran. But he was working in Iran, and he was working with another organization at the time. He was actually stationed in Europe, and his goal was to print Bibles in Iran. Print Bibles in Iran, not smuggle them into Iran, but to print them in Iran. Eventually, over some years, he was able to work out some processes to do that. There's no question that God is at work in Iran, in the Middle East, and around the world. This is the Church of Jesus Christ, and I encourage you to stand with boldness, study the Word, press into Jesus, and ask Him to use you in ways that are beyond your thoughts, imagination, or even contemplation. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, libertyreliefinternational.org or lc.org. We're working with persecuted Christians around the world. Join us in this mission.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.